The Lemon List.
Today's Lemon List.
Zippy the Pinhead.
Zippy the Pinhead gets a bad rap. Anytime a newspaper holds one of those dreaded opinion polls on the comics page, Zippy will invariably come last. Although when you see what comes top, that's not always a bad thing. People just don't get Zippy. They think it's too weird, too surreal, or just plain not funny. Bill Griffiths has been drawing Zippy for closing on 35 years. In some ways, it's amazing it was ever syndicated at all. Griffiths came out of the same underground cartooning world as Robert Crumb and Gilbert Sheldon, and from the start contained existential themes, pop culture references, and unusually intricate artwork. There was also a near absence of either straightforward gags or continuous narrative. And indeed, to many people, Zippy, with its verbal free associations, philosophical non sequiturs, and generally incomprehensible nonsense, leaves many people plain baffled. When Zippy first started in 1976, pinheads weren't exactly a household name. Todd Browning's classic 1936 Freaks movie enjoyed a resurgence, and microcephaly, which is the medical term for pinheadism, first floated into the mainstream. The term WTF hadn't yet been invented, but if it had, it would surely have been used to describe this new comic strip featuring a circus freak in a polka dot muumuu and white clown shoes. It wasn't exactly Marmaduke. It's hard to deny that Zippy is one of, if not the best-drawn strip currently running. Is it just that it's so far out that it's become detached? Or does it just take viewing from a whole different angle to truly appreciate the genius? Okay, relative to a lot of other strips, it does take a little bit more time to take in the plethora of literary references and assortment of bizarre characters, which include Zippy's wife Sabrina, his two kids Fuel Rod and Meltdown, Claude Funston, the half-humanoid Mr. Toad, and the cartoonist alter ego Griffy. But trust me, it's worth it. Zippy does have a cult following and legions of loyal fans. In fact, in 2002, on the sad day that the San Francisco Chronicle dropped Zippy from its comics lineup, dozens of muumuu-wearing fans showed up at the Chronicle offices and pelted it with glazed donuts. Even Robert Crumb himself protested, claiming that Zippy was by far the very best daily comic strip that exists in America. So what's the secret to understanding Zippy? How do you grapple with that stream of consciousness, the repetitive wordplay peppered with pop culture ephemera? Well, rather helpfully, the official Zippy the Pinhead website has an entire section devoted to explaining how to correctly read the strip in 5 lessons, in strip form, naturally. While the biggest criticism aimed at the comics page is that it's too formulaic, too dumbed down, too out of date, Zippy would appear to be the antithesis of that. It's intellectual, it's frequently edgy, and it's well worth investing time into it. So whatever you currently think of Zippy, don't be a pinhead. Give it another go and ask yourself, are you having fun yet? That's it for the Lemon List. See you next time.